Yeah, Bosa's not bad. You know, actually, I think he's from Canada, eh? I don't know. I think he looks like he drinks a lot of maple syrup. That's where he gets those big biceps. And all the maple syrup's actually stored in his quads. I think his quads, it's a mixture of maple syrup and diesel. So it's not very, you don't get very good miles per gallon.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me? Y'all remember me?
Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of the JV Sports Show. We're bringing it to you live here for the Week 8 recap. I know it's a little late when you'll be getting this, and I'm not sure who's doing the preview for Week 9. Kind of thought about throwing that in there too, but I just haven't had enough time to prep for that to give you the cutting edge, hard nose analysis that you expect from the JV Sports Show. But anyway, we'll see if that comes out. I don't know who's on deck this week, so if not, if I got some time, maybe tomorrow I might throw one on the Barbie. But I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, just want to let you know this show is sponsored by Workday. Listen, if you need work done during the day, call Workday. And we appreciate Workday being a sponsor of the show. And before we get going, I'm gonna take a little sip here from my glass of the Camarus. I forget what this wine is called, but this wine is provided by BPAC. He's a man of his word, a man of integrity when it comes to placing side bets during fantasy. And this is actually, I think this is produced in Fairfield, which for y'all up north, you know where I'm from, Caleb's from, Vacaville. Fairfield is the town right over. We used to go to the mall because there was just Fairfield before we got the outlets. But you still went to the mall even though we had the outlets in Vacaville. And the Vacaville outlets were, I think, the largest outlets at the time, I think, when they were built, this side of the Mississippi, west of the Mississippi. So I'm not sure if that's true now, but before the outlets, we had the Solano Fairfield Mall, and we used to go there, chill, get some Mrs. Fields cookies, maybe hop over to the comic book shop, Comics and Comics, where I introduced Caleb to a lot of comics. And then maybe get an Orange Julius, stop by Walden Books, check out the latest Stephen King novel. And what else would we do there? Now they've got a Best Buy right inside the mall. They've got a Brennan's Theater or Edwards Theater, I think now. They got a Red Robin in there, I think, or Ruby's. I don't know, one of those restaurants. Mervyn's is gone though, sadly. I'm not sure if JCPenney's still there. And Chick-fil-A. Yeah, we've had a Chick-fil-A in that mall for years before Chick-fil-A blew up in California, really. Back then it was still pretty popular, and I think still is today. I think they're still there. Anyway, so this wine, back to my story, this wine was then delivered. You had to be home. This is how special this wine is. This is how much I appreciate BPAC taking the time to select a good wine. A wine that yet, even though it wasn't $100, was still coming in around, I think, 90, 93 with tax maybe. With shipping, I think it was over 100. But I appreciate the thought. But this wine, you had to be home. Somebody over 21 had to sign for it. Unfortunately, I wasn't home, neither was Pam, my wife, so I had to have it delivered to the FedEx around the corner from us, which was fine. Picked it up, got the wine, and now finally, after waiting a whole week to just pop it open to do the show and the special occasion for the show, to taste it, I'm just, I'm already getting hints of I think I tasted egg and cinnamon. That is good. That is good stuff. I'm not a wine drinker. I'm not a wine connoisseur like my boy B-Pack. But that is smooth. It doesn't bite. It's very mellow. Goes down smooth. I really like the acidity. Or I should say lack of acidity in this. Can't beat this. You can't. Anyway, why don't we get on to the week 8 preview? All right, me versus Papa Cadman. Like I said, I picked myself this week. I really thought I was going to get a win. And I did, thanks to Julian Edelman, that I received. Who did I get that from in the trade? Was that Moyne? Moyne had Julian? Or was that B-Pack? I'm forgetting now. Anyway, so Julian came out with almost 28 points, swinging Coleman from Caleb. I know I got Coleman from Caleb because he was complaining that I gave him Cook and Cook only got 28 points. Ha ha ha. Well, Coleman came out with 37 points. Unfortunately, this week he did not do all that great. I think he performed pretty low on Thursday night. Aaron Rodgers comes out with 33 points, and I cannot wait to get Mahomes in there in the lineup and just destroy people. Papa Cadman did okay with Brady and John Connor, and then also Kels and his 49ers defense. Listen, I know the 49ers are 7-0. I congratulate you Niner fans. I really do. But honestly, who have they played? They beat the Rams, right? That's it. In a bad cards team last night. Anyway, so his defense going against Carolina for the Niners got 21 points, but it wasn't enough for him to get the win. I know I'm going to get some email about that Niners joke. Big Perm versus Sports Gal. So I thought Linda was going to take this one, and she almost did. She loses 112 to 111. And if she had just started, I don't know if you can really, looking back, right, Monday morning quarterback, could have put Freeman in there. That would have done it for her. But instead, she went with Edmonds, who may have been the better pick there at the time, but he only got her 3.3 points. So she loses this one just by a narrow margin, but Deshaun Watson comes up big with 33 points, Fournette with 20 points, but Perm had it going with Stafford, Jones, and Hooper. Next up, Caleb, or I should say AJ versus Caleb. Now, this one, I really thought that Caleb was going to lose this one, but he ends up, maybe due to the trade for Cook, gets Cook going with 28 points, and Golden Tate with 16 points. He's able to clean up and get the win, 128 to 118 over AJ, though Hauschka got him a negative 1 point. And really, for AJ, just couldn't get anything going. I mean, he did well. 118's, you know, nothing to sniff at. But didn't have anybody on his bench that would really have helped anyway. So, you know, you can't Monday morning quarterback that one. But Goff got him almost 27 points. Diggs looked good in that win over Washington with 19 points. And Chark in the pants got him 19.9 points. Next, Moyne versus AJ. I'm sorry, that last one, that was Nima. I don't know why I got their teams confused. Anyway, that was Nima versus Caleb. This is Moyne versus AJ. And Moyne just destroyed AJ in this one almost by 100 points. So nobody on his bench would have helped. Even if AJ had started Breeze, who it looks like AJ was being a little conservative on that one, not knowing how Breeze was going to come back. But, I mean, he's playing a crappy Arizona team. I don't know why you wouldn't start Breeze over Cousins. But anyway, Breeze on his bench got him almost 31 points. And Kamara was hurt. I believe he was already inactive. So I'm not sure if AJ just left him in there just in case and hope for the best. But Kamara got him 0 points. Amendola got him 17.5. And for Moyne, it was just points on points on points with 23 from Winston. Evans, 42 points, almost 43. Hopkins, 20, almost 22 points. And the Patriots defense destroying Cleveland, getting 23 points. And he wins 169-83. Jeremy versus B-Pack. And I should say, yeah, Moyne, I believe, is number one in our league at 7-1. And Jeremy's second place right now at 6-2. And B-Pack had a chance here. If he had started maybe Sanders over Jacobs, but again, looking back on that one, Jacobs is like the top rookie right now in the NFL, I think, still. Unfortunately, he's on Oakland, and that offense has just been not anemic, but I don't know if they just weren't using Jacobs enough. I know he's a little banged up, but if he had started Sanders, that would have sealed the win for Oski. Jeremy wins this one 146-141. Sean Saquon, I was thinking of Sean because, you know, he's a Giants fan. Saquon Gnarls Barkley had 28 points, 35 points from Cup, and 20 points from the Jaguars D for Jeremy. So he was just riding high on that one. And for B-Pack, 36 points from Latavius Murray, which is an unusual sighting. Thomas with 28 points and the Vikings defense for 16, but just couldn't get it done for B-Pack on this one. And the last one, Jason versus Sam. And I was way off on this one. Really thought that it was going to come down to how McCaffrey did. Well, McCaffrey did well for Jason with 27.5 points, but Jason still got blasted 106-168. Sam had Minshew and his fabulous mustache going with almost 30 points, and Jones at 41.6, and Galladay at 28.3, and the who is that? I can't read my own writing. Oh, the printout. Steelers with 18 points. Steelers looking good against Miami, and I think almost anybody looks good against Miami. And that brings Sam to at 500 at 4-4. And we got a lot of teams at 4-4 and 5-3 and 3-5. Actually, I don't know if we have a lot of teams at 5-3. But, you know, we're right there in the middle. A little more than halfway, I think, than the actually a lot more than halfway in the season here. I think we've got 5 more games to go, right? Yeah, 13 games. Okay. I'm just checking with what's his name? Our intern here. What's our intern's name? I don't know. Well, we'll get his name next time. But yeah, it's a 13 game season and then playoffs. So right now we've got 5 more games to go. 5 more games to go. And those will be important games. I forget, the trade deadline, I think, ends soon. So get your trades in as well. And make the moves you need to make to get to the playoffs, folks.
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
All right, that's it for me. I'm your host, JV. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my delicious wine. Delicious. You know what? Actually, now I know what this tastes like. This tastes like victory. Anyway, I'm your host, JV. And remember, I'll see you with my wine at the game. We'll be right back.